here in the second morning of the ACUC conference. I'm questioning where we are. We're in Las Vegas at the 2017 ACUC with Patrick McElhaney. How are you, Patrick?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well with CUNA Mutual Group. And you are presenting, is it today or tomorrow?
Today.
Oh, today. Oh, how are the nerves? Are you all right?
I'm good. I've done this a few times.
Okay. No worries. Hey, your topic is how real-time engagement drives credit union success. Can you give us a quick summary on your presentation?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you think about employee engagement, how important that is for a credit union success, yeah. What's one way we can drive employee engagement? And that's through the use of gaming mechanics. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Las Vegas, for example. Why does everyone love Las Vegas, right? Because you could sit at a table, and number one, you get real-time feedback on your performance.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't we want real-time feedback in the workplace? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, in the day of service metrics, sales metrics, I want to know how I'm being measured, mm-hmm. and I want to know right away. Mm-hmm. But then also think of the social aspect of it, you know, what a game brings, right? You're socializing with people, especially nowadays, millennials grew up by playing with each other across the world, you know?
Yeah, network, yeah.
Via the internet.
Yep.
Well, why can't we use that at work, too, to make work maybe a little more fun?
Yep.
And then also you think about competitions. You come out here, you like to compete against the house, right? Even in gaming, you like to compete against other gamers, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take that to the workplace, and then all of a sudden, you're using gaming mechanics to solve problems at work.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, let's make it fun at the same time.
Right. Yeah. Good. I mean, because everyone kind of thrives on competition. We've been doing it since we were kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So why not have it in the workplace, but make it fun as well, not like cutthroat. You know, it's like, well, your job is on the line if you don't. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But obviously have the gamification that we've been talking about for the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, gaming mechanics is just one way to apply at the workplace to solve problems. And statistics will show that improved employee engagement leads to better profits, leads to better member engagement, more cross sales. So what we did some research too with our pilot. So we actually piloted this with five big credit unions.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we provided real-time feedback to frontline staff that were working with, you know, members' loans. And we set up leaderboards, and we set up a platform that said, you know what, we're going to help you in your job. We're going to give you real-time feedback. We're going to help you with real-time educational opportunities. And what we found is it improved their performance, whether it was through, you know, member surveys or whether it's through increased service scores or increased sales, it worked. And the one biggest component was that frequency of feedback.
Yeah.
Instead of getting feedback on my performance maybe once a month, they were getting every 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say daily, but every 15 minutes,
every
15 that's even
minutes,
better.
Okay. So yeah, and they got that through leaderboards and through just this platform we built that truly took gaming mechanics and then applied it to the workplace.
Oh man, I love this. I love this. And not only do they get it like the feedback every 15 minutes, they can walk away at the end of the day going, gosh, look what I did today. Instead of like just clocking in and clocking out, kind of like a robot type of thing. This is what I accomplished today. Oh. And this is, I beat Stan in the next cubicle over, you know, and we got a little wager going or something.
Well, so exactly.
Speaking
what
of Vegas.
Although we will never...
No. We're not condoning that in the workplace.
But within the leaderboard, you know how you're doing. You actually have the opportunity in this leaderboard that we built to duel another employee on a particular metric.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings the social aspect of it. So, you think about gaming mechanics. It's leaderboards. It's real-time feedback.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a social aspect of it. But you incorporate all of that, put it in the workplace. People are more engaged.
Mm-hmm.
They're more fun.
So what are a couple of takeaways that your audience can take back to their credit union right away from your talk?
So I think today we'll talk a lot about how does that frequency of feedback and real-time data impact employee performance? Why is it important to them, number one? And number two, it's real-time analytics on learning and education. So I'm going to share today, and the great thing about our session today is we actually have a credit union leader that was one of our pilots that's going to give a testimonial
on
how it improved their performance as well. But you build like real-time analytics on providing educational opportunities to improve my performance right away on a particular topic. We'll share about that. And then also how the social aspect of bringing people together, getting them to connect, really does have an impact on performance.
Okay. Wow. What are the goals with this? Kind of wrap-up question here. What are the goals with the gamifying the whole work process?
It is to take gaming mechanics and apply it to a work setting to solve real-world problems or real workplace problems. Mm-hmm. Because what will happen is if you can do that, then all of a sudden, if you can decrease turnover, you can increase your engagement of your employees with your members, yeah. you're going to be more profitable,
yep.
You're going to generate more revenue, and you're going to have less turnover.
Yeah,
because I mean, whenever I go into my credit union, okay, the tellers, I mean, it's a high turnover position, but it's like, you kind of get used to a couple of the tellers, yeah. or and then they're gone. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, where'd you go? You know me so well, you know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So this is another way to keep those folks on, and they perhaps yeah. can move up the ladder, right?
Absolutely, yeah, okay. absolutely, because if you think about why do people leave their job? You know, number one, they leave their job. What?
Dissatisfied,
yeah. absolutely. So if they're more engaged, they're more having fun, they're going to be less apt to look for another position.
Yeah.
And then nowadays, it's hard to find good employees. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you want to do things that they want to stay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're giving them the tools, and you're giving them a culture that makes it fun.
Yep.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Thank you so much, Patrick. Right. Well done, man.
Thank you.